A recent Gallup poll found the worldwide median approval rating of U.S. leadership was at 46% last year. Gallup, which polled 130 countries across the globe, says that's up from 41% in 2012. In Asia, the median approval rating of U.S. leadership was close at 45% and up more significantly from 37% in 2012. The most recent approval ratings in Asia are also the highest recorded by Gallup during both the Obama and Bush administrations. Daybreak Asia's Ashley Westerman further explores what's behind the numbers with Gallup editor-in-chief Frank Newport.
We, as is true in all polling, don't know exactly why, because we don't probe the respondents as to why they have the feelings they do. But it may have to do with trade agreements in the region, some things along those lines, relationships between this country and the region in general. It may have to do with an improved image on the part of President Obama, who is a big part of, but not totally, U.S. leadership. Or it may have to do with some things that we're not familiar with at all about what it might be the cause. But all we know is, although it's gone up and down some, clearly last year in 2013 it was higher than we have seen it in previous years.
President Obama is actually in Asia right now on a week-long trip visiting Japan, Malaysia, the Philippines, and South Korea. How are the U.S. leadership approval ratings in those countries? And can you give me any context to those numbers?
Certainly I can. Of those countries, over the last several years, by far the Philippines has been the most positive, maybe reflecting our historic relationship with that country. Last year, 62% of residents interviewed in the Philippines said they approved of U.S. leadership, and that was actually among Asian countries, only behind Cambodia, and was tied with New Zealand. Otherwise, nobody was higher of the large number of Asian countries in which we interviewed people. South Korea, however, is not far behind, and again, the U.S. has a strong historic relationship with that country, including a significant military presence there in their defense against North Korea. 58% of South Korean residents said they approved of U.S. leadership. Japan was down the list at 46%. That's about the average approval for all countries around the world, so that's neither good nor bad. It's down a little from where it had been, but Japanese residents at the moment are about average. We didn't have data from Malaysia for last year, but previous to that, in some previous years, their approval rate of U.S. leadership has been even below Japan, down in the 30% range.
Since President Obama is doing this trip early in the year, do you think the U.S. leadership approval rating for these countries will be higher next year?
One might assume it would, because I think residents of countries typically are flattered when a major world leader visits the country and spends time with the residents of the country and, of course, with the leaders. So one could expect it would go up. Now, of course, it may depend in part on how the visit and its results are interpreted, both now and in the future, by the press in those countries. So, you know, was it a success or not, and so forth. But I would anticipate that probably, and this is just a guess, the residents of those countries may be more positive as a result of the visits than they would have been had the president not visited.
And finally, how does Asia's high job approval rating for U.S. leadership compare to what Gallup found throughout the rest of the world?
Well, we break the world into four regions: Asia, Europe, the Americas, of course not with the U.S. because we're not taking into account how Americans rate their own leadership, and then Africa. Asia is certainly higher than both Europe and the Americas, with its overall median of 45% approval. Europe's at 41%, and the Americas, which is primarily Central and South America, is at 40%, so that's a positive for Asia. But there's no question Africa is ahead of everybody else. 64% of the residents of Africa in 2013, the median approved the leadership of the U.S., so that's by far the leading continent or region, but Asia, I would say, comes in second.
Gallup editor-in-chief Frank Newport speaking with Daybreak Asia's Ashley Westerman.